started dating the Twitter way, Rabbi Yosef Chazan.
Good morning. Although we've mentioned many, many times that you have to keep kol ha'teira kulo or mitzvah ha'teira, but in the inyan of avuch b'mehav yizor tvei, every year the fi sherish nishmosay his matzav has a special mitzvah which he has to excel in. Luhu adin, not only for the individual but for a dor. Each generation has its unique mitzvah, its tachlis. I've quoted many, many times, there's a famous Naim Elimelech in Parashas Noach, I'll read it the Loshon. B'chol dor v'dor yesheris l'sakin mitzvim yichedes yoytzer mishar mitzvahs. Every generation has its mitzvah that has to excel it. L'moshel, b'dor hazeh yesheris l'sakin mitzvah sitzis yoytzer mishar mitzvahs. The Indian in our generation, Kiddur, Rabbi Elimelech, lived in like a generation precursor of our generation, Ikvus of the Mashiach, and therefore he says, Bizman Azeh, our generation, Dar Achrin, so Mitzvah Yuchedas is the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. Now, I don't profess to begin to understand anything in Eli Melech. Tzadikim said, the greatest Tzadikim said, they only understand Eli Melech, Erev Shabbos, after Mikvah, they could begin to glimpse Epis Kiyuzeh. Kiloi Mashavayisov Mashavayisenu. But Alpha became, because it's Torah, you have to understand the Pashtus. So the simplest way of understanding is, I said many, many times, I said in Sforam HaKadoshim, that our generation, the Neshamas of Achros Hayom, of Ikus of the Mashiach, the last generation of Golus, the first generation of Geula, are Gilgulim, are the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlogah, as we've explained countless times, which is the Dor Yetzir Mitzrayim later. And the two major Averis of these two generations, which the Neshamas came in the world, Masakin, was the apikursus, the minus of the Der HaFlogah, to make a rebellion against the Rabbein Shil, and Der HaMabel, Yishka is called Boser, right? Therefore, we understand, Pashat, why the mitzvah of Tzitzis is a biyuchat to our generation, when there's people fall into the Sharnun of minus of Kfira, you don't gotta be a genius to work out. And Znus and Arayas and Alish Shvartyor, Asher Alkein, we understand why the mitzvah of Tzitzis is so important. Chazal say, the mitzvah tzitzis kol v'yav lo yisosur achel levavchem v'achreinichem, and Chazal darshin the Gemara Menachos achel levavchem zuminos achreinichem znus, right? So the antidote, the counterbalance for the nisyonos of our generation, which is nisyonos avahafli b'fachim, is dafka through the mitzvah of tzitzis. And it reminds me famously of the Gemara in Menachos Daf Mem Dalet, famous classical Gemara. We did the Gemara. The person is very frug, very scrupulous in mitzvah tzitzis. The shomer she is zoyin achas pekarche ayam shvei telos arba meyaz u'muzchor. This also is the Talmud of Reb Chiya. Can imagine, and he finds that there's a zoyin in the other end of the Egvelt who charges 400 zuzim for her fee. Shal shigelot. Arba Meyaz Uvim, the Kavala's man made up a time, she is man, he goes there and the Shishcha tells her, the guy who sent you in advance, 400 Zuvim, is here. She says, let him come. He tzielai sheva mitu, seven beds, one on top of the other. Seven of kesef, the top one of gold. There's seven ladders to go from one to the other, right? First are kesef of silver, top one is gold, and she sat on top, and he also went up. Right, bo dalit tzitziyosav v'tofkulei alponov, the four tzitzis that he was nizarin, smacked him, punched him in the face. Right, then right, what happens? V'nishma v'shalag abekar, he went down and he went on the floor. Right, afhi nishmatav yashalag abekar. So she also, the zayin, went downstairs to the karaka. Amrla gapa shel remi, she swore, she made an oath, either on the life of the Caesar, according to one pshat, or on the deity, the Geshka of Rome, right? And she said, what mum, what defect did you find in me? I never found anyone more beautiful than you. El mitzvah achas sivol ikenu, the tzitzish, they just gives one mitzvah called tzitzis. The four country, the tzitzit like four edim. If I sin, she swears again. Right? Any manichatcha, and I'm not letting you go. Ashetaymeli mashimcha, what's your name? Umashem Ircha, what's where you live? Mashem Rabcha, who's your Rebbe? Umashem Besmedish, Besmedish Ataloy Mitzpaytera, what's the address of your Besmedish, where you learn? He wrote it down. Normally a person doesn't want to get caught in the whatever. He wrote the whole thing down, the whole Uvda, on the Vichilkuch on the. She went, she was a very wealthy person in Rome, something did a very bustling good business. She divided her wealth in three. One she gave to the Malchus, one third to the Malchus, one third to the Aniyim, one third she took, besides the Matzah, which she kept for herself. Right? She went to the address of this guy, right? She goes into the Besmedrash of Rav Chiya. It's not a nice, like, marvel. Talmud from Rav Chiya wasn't Chara. Gedoyle Masichiya, Rav Chiya, when he died in the Gahar, the greatest of great. It is a Talmud from Rav Chiya. And he was about to sin with a Zoyin. He's in the Orem over there, right? And she goes, and she goes to the Besmedrash of Rav Chiya, and she asks him, right? Amraloi Rabbi Tzave Alive Yaseni Gears. Make me into gears. She's in this book. Turn me into a gears. I want to convert to Judaism. Hello? Ahal Maisa, right? And she ends up, Rav Chiya converted. She didn't go to the Rabbanut, you know? She went to Rav Chiya, right? And he's Megayer her. And she ends up marrying the Talmud. And as they say in Hollywood, they lived happily ever after. Listen to a Maisa. It's marvel all right. First, you see, a Talmud of Rav Chiya fell into the lowest of low, into a cesspool, right? You have a shiksa, an oyredes avedezor, a zoyna, lower than an animal, right? And she goes and through the mitzvah of the Kedusha mitzvah tzitzis, she goes and she becomes Megayer and she establishes a Yiddish hope. Think about it. At can the koyach of the mitzvah tzitzis to mahapich a person from the lowest of low and to reach the highest of high. The story that the Arba Kanfis got tafchle aponov, that in Dibur Shloime from Shloime of Skol, who was the Talmud of the Maggid, wrote the Torahs of the Maggid, he was the Rebbe of Shasrol and Belzer. He brings that pshat. Remember when Tomer dressed up like a Zoyna, and so what did she ask Yehuda to give her? Chosamcha upsilech, which is the tzitzis, Chazal Dar. Yeah? Tzitzis. Hello? Why? Because Tamar was scared, like this mice in Menachis, that the tzitzis of Yehuda will toughly upon him. And she wanted to mizdabi b'zer HaKodesh. Alderach HaFakad, you remember the story with Rus and Boyaz? I just read it like not long ago, if I'm not mistaken. Hello? There she says, what is she? The Muridik of Shat. It says, Ufaras tekenafecha ala masecha gigoyilatum. Take your talis and spread it, right? Don't worry about Tafkalei Alponov. Kigoyilatum, because you can claim the Tiv Hashem with bits of Yibu. Is it from here I see gewaldige kuyach of the mitzvah of tzitzit, which Chazal say is shkulach lekala mitzvah, etc. By the way, the Agav, the Vina Rav, just said, you remember the story with Shaul was sleeping in the cave, and David came, and he cut off the kanaf, right? And then as Vayachlev David, David's heart was like, he had heartbroken afterwards, because the Eibishter told him, it says in Medrash, Ma ben kita tzitzisol le kita reisha. What difference is there between cutting off a person's kanaf of the tzitzis and cutting off his head? If I had, I'm a simple guy. If you ask me a choice, I'll cut off your tzitzis, I'll cut off your head. Right? Secretively, almost, I don't think I would cut off my tzitzis. Hello? Kumt ois by shol, b'chir Hashem, the tzitzis, which is the source of all kedusha v'tara, is like cutting off his head. I just see, but the haknoma, this is the famous word, there's lamed beis tzitzis. You're not going to be a genius, 8 times 4. Right? The word I said in the past, just throw it out, just whatever. Why is there Lamed Bey? Is it the famous the Buchacha brings that he heard from Sadiqim, from Mendelrindler and others? If one tzitzis cuts, you know, pulled, you only have 31 instead of 32. You're allowed to wear it? Right? Over the Hagonah, that the tzitzis, that you don't have. He says that he heard, when he heard this word, and it happened to him, his house goes one. he daf could change it, even though you apialocha the whole shaila, you're allowed to take things which are used for a mitzvah and be married, right? Aber mitzvah l'shmoy divchacham, when they heard from tzaddikim, yet of lamed beis, when they taish and svarim akdei hitzis derech agav. That track, he says to the lucham alivecha, says Rashi loy dibra teira ella kineged yisora. Loy is lamed aleph. 31 says this is dibra teira. Apialocha is kosher. Aber ella, that in ella is gematria 32, that's connected, that saves you, that protects. Akafonim, I see, Givald, I've said this in the past, the koyach of the mitzvah tzitzis. So we understand that if tzitzis protects you, as a surah, and this is the Nisoyan of our generation, so you don't gotta be a rocket, you understand the bits. On the easiest level, the simplest level, what the Naomi Melech said, that in our generation, yeah. Having said that, it's not only again, the Sur Merah, there's also something positive, a positive shaykhut to our generation, to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Behechtimah, that's what I want to talk about today. It says in Sfarim HaKadoshim, where does the Torah reveal for the first time the mitzvah of tzitzis? This is Parsha. You've just had a mice of the Meraglim, which they went out for 40 days, starting when? It's connected to this budget. You always read it, the Smichas, the Shabbos of Bevorach, the Smichas to Tammuz and Av with the days of the 40 days. Hello? And from that, as we all know, we explained it countless times, that was Golos. The whole fact that we're in Golos because of 40 years, the Meshav Eidu could go to Yisrael, go to Churban. The Churban Lederer starts in this week's Parsha, Shlach. How does the Parsha end? Is the Haraya that Tzitzis is the Nechama for our generation, a special connection to our generation. You remember the last Pasuk in Tamna Apin, Guf Yutes? Starts off Givald, Ashrit Shim Bederach. Oh, what is the last pulse again with Nebuch? To easy kisset oivitz back his shabbatah. Are you tied into the Eved Shabbos lost like a sheep? But a sheep when it gets lost, you know what it does? It bleats. Fourth, they want to go back to the roya. They want to go back to the herd. They don't want to be lost forever. Back his. We have to Eved Shur. Look for us. Ki mitzvah secha lo yishachok. You haven't forgotten your mitzvahs. What is the school of tzitzis? The mantisker. You shouldn't forget. Says the Mashkiach of Mahir Digavort, Ki Mitzvisech Alu Shachokti, 1, 3, 3, 5, with Gimachia Arba Kanfis Tusko. That's the school of tzitzis, not to forget the Abishur. Even if you're at the end of the line, Ta'isi, Kitze Oivin, it is the Mashiach, Ki Mitzvisech Alu Shachokti. And therefore the Pasuk says, Im Yeni the Chachad with Tehashur Mayim, Mishami Kabez Hashem the Gecha, Mishami Kecha. That's why, I don't know why in England, I'm ignorant of Minhagim, I gotta look it up. But by me, when I was a child and I was raised, when do you take your four confesses? It's not like here in England, by Yishtabach or whatever. By Avarabu, when you say Avarabu, Toilum Avarabu, whatever Nusuf you say, Vavienu, Lesholim, Arba, Confes, Oretz, as the Poil Dimyeni, you then take the four confesses of the Tzitzis, which is a dogma of the Kapseinu. Yeah. Therefore, Setam Ashkiach, Tzitzis, Gimatria, Seyashamayim, which is Gimatria Vulego Altim, which is Gimatria also Asher Korcha Baderech, even if a Yid Asher Korcha Baderech, the Sheva Don, our generation, bottom of the pile, right? Yeah? Aber von deswegen Tzitzis shows, as we'll discuss, the love of the Eibishter despite everything to Chal Yisrael, and therefore says the Mashkiach, Va'osu Lehem Tzitzis is Gimatria Eshkeno Ba'achrit Yom, Kuflam Tess, or at the end of Tillim. The pasuk says, the pasuk says, "Eshkel of Achris Yom, Gam Shom Yodcha Tancheni Techazeni Yiminecha." Even when I'm at Achris Yom, you want to say Yom Achrin, not a Yom Achrin. In time, in Yisrael the Mashiach, the Eibush's right hand is touching us. That's why. How many words are there in Kriyat Shema? 248, right? Kineged Ramachivor Shalodom, and you and I know that the Cheshbin Epeshtinished. Right? So at the end of the Kriyat Shema, the Chazan adds, Gidag Eshrei, Hashem Alikechem Emes. So felt in Emes. Why felt in Emes? Because the Gemara said in Soita, one of the signs of Ikhz of the Mashiach is, Utihiya Emes Nedera. So the Chazan has to put in the Emes was felt in our generation. Boy, this Emes felt in our generation. That's another issue. Right? And therefore, Parashat Shlach, which ends with Tzitzis, is for Unza Nachoma, Seder Shlach is Gimatria. Misham Yikabetzcha, etc., etc. I'm not going to go. Okay, that's the pashas. The fees that one can understand, the Medrash says on the pasuk for also Lehem Tzitzis says the Medrash of the Odesiv Oyer Zorul Asad. What does Oyer, the light, planted for the Sadi, got to do with Tzitzis? Says the Tchelis Mordechai from the Marsham of Berzhan, a meridig of order. The simplest of levels, nothing deep. What is the meaning of the word tzitzis? To look. Miloshin meitzis minacharakim. Says the Marsham, meridig of order. It brings from Kadmonin, from Rosh Hashanah, and others, there's two bechins. The Eibush is doyme doydi litzvi. He could be mashkiach minachaloinus, or meitzis minacharakim. Mashkiach minachaloinus is when you're looking through a window, so the guy on the other side of the window sees you looking in the window. That's one bechin. That's a time when the hashkoch of the Eibushter is golden. Meitzis minacharakim, someone's peeping through a hole. I could see the guy inside, but the guy inside doesn't see me peeping. Al derech, the famous word of the Gro, by Avraham Avinu, after the Akedah, he says, Avraham Shem Makim Hu Hashem Yira, Ashri Omer Hayoyim Behar Hashem Yira. What's Yira and Yira? Says the Gro. Avraham was responsible for the future. Right? There's a generation till Matan Torah where that Debrishta was Ochin Atakel Mestata, a hidden God. He wasn't in communication with the generation. At that moment, we say Hashem, the Har Hashem, Yir, the Eibishter sees. He sees, but he's not seen. After Matan Torah, when there's a new type of relationship, then it's not the Har Hashem Yir, where the Eibishter sees what's going on with us. Har Hashem Yiroeh, he is seen. The Kal Yisrael can also see the Eibishter. That's Mashkiach Menachalinus, Meitis Menacharakin. So Tzitzis, I see, has a specific shaykh, going back on the Melech, with Chelos Mordechai, the Marsham explains, Davke in a generation of Yifferel Chester Ponim, von deswegen Urzoru al Asadik. It's Alderach, some form of Marshal, when you plant something, you take the seed, you plant. Bishas to planting, you see nothing. You see everything covered over, nothing makes sense, whatever. But a Chacham already understands now, he sees the Toiv and the Chesed, which is Tomu. That's Ur Zeruah Latzadik. By the way, I've said countless times, the Sefer called Ur Zeruah, Bitzur Gavina. Why did he call the Sefer Ur Zeruah? He writes in Akdoma, because he didn't know whether you spell Akiva with an Aleph or a Hey, and he had a Chol, whatever. And Ur Zeruah Latzadik, Lishri Simcha, Sefer Tevis, Akiva with a Hey. So in honor of this Gilui, he called the Sefer Ur Zeruah. Why Dafka Rabbi Akiva? That's Stam. Right? Maybe Chanan to flip his room. Why Dafka the name Akiva? What do you know about Akiva? As we discussed the Gemara in Makkos, all over Shas, Rabbi Akiva is the one who lives in the most difficult, trying times in Jewish history. And he himself, Sarkin is Pesari, Masreka Shal Barzal, and he sees the Chesed, and he sees the Ashkoch, and he sees the reason for everything. That's the Ur Zeruah. And that is the Indian of Tzitzis. Hence, you may remember in the Megillus Esther, what's the Tcheles? I'm Shashar Zyankim. We were saying Yachat Tcheles, but Tcheles, because Tcheles symbolized the Ashkocha of the Eibishter in the most trying, difficult times. But the Eibishter is there, my Meitzis Menacharak. Tifer Geret. I'll say a word from Ramatul Zilber before we get to start this year. Tzitzis is the Indian, is a mahalich for Yidin, since it comes, b'smichus, in Parshas Shlach, the golus was Nigzor and Klal Yisrael. Tzitzis gives us the ability for Klal Yisrael to survive even b'shas ha-golus, because tzitzis is unique from all other mitzvahs. I have no time to elaborate. Beautiful shtickle in Bakhidesh from Rebbe Pavarsky this week, Parsha. Although the Chura, you just learned, the whole world just learned Yevamis, the whole source of Aseidech, I used to say, is Leisilbash. Shatnez, Gedil and Dazl. Right? Is the Charaya that what? Bitzur Tzitzis is Doicha Beloisei of Shatnez. Yeah? The Chal is the Kasha, why do we learn all of Asay the Chaloisei, is Chal Godel Bapayr, Dafka from Klai and Bitzitzis? Okay, we'll talk about it. Having said that, right? The Rebbe Pavarsky also, there's a difference, there is a slight difference between Shatnez, which is Hutter by Tzitzis, and a regular Asay the Chaloisei. Asay the Echolos, they mean you're mechuyev to do the Asay. You're mechuyev not to be over the Lois Asay. When the two clash, we say a principle, Asay the Echolos. Are you mechuyev to have a beged shel dalet kanfes?
No.
So how is Tzitzis, very funny, that's the paradigm for, he explains that less, I'm not going why it is, but Tzitzis becomes the paradigm for all Asay the Echolos Asay, even if it's a mitzvah, not mechuyev. So why taka, Asay? So Ramatul Zilber says over and over again, at the end of Parsha says this, Ani Hashem Likechem, or it says Yaskem Erech Yisrayim, Liyadachem Likim, Almanas Kain, right? When the Eibishter took us out of Mitzrayim. That's also a Shtikah, I say the Echol, as I say. Because the Eibishter is Kaddish V'Tor. Mitzrayim is the mocker of all Tumah. It's a pasnish that Aza Eibishter should go into a place where there is a Koyin, and to go into a place of such Kferl Chetumah. Nor mitzad guidul chibosim, the Eibishter is love for Kal Yisrael, therefore he suspended the normal procedure, Shuras Adin, and he went into Mitzrayim to be goyilus. What is the idea of asay doicholos? Say, maybe we have time with you. Says the Ramban, by Shabbos, one pasuk says in Luchos Rishonos, Zocher is yom Shabbos l'katri. In Luchos Shniyos, in Veschanan, Shomer is yom Shabbos l'katri. Zocher is asay, Shomer is loyisay. Kol Mokin Shomer ben Al is loyisay. The Gemara says, right? Which is stronger? Says the Ramban. Ava is stronger than Yir. Hence, Asay, which comes from, how do I know Asay? The first commandment is Anoichi. Second commandment, Lo Yilcho. Sherish of Asayin and Lo Yisayin. Which comes first? Anoichi. Even if Pel Mamish, it was said B'di Berecha. However, when you write them down, first comes Anoichi. Aldera said Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa is mitzvah asay, nishma is mitzvah lo yisay, nasa koyinim nishma. Is asay is doicha lo yisay because the hava is very, very, very strong, right? Therefore, when did the Eibusher take us out of Mitzrayim? Shomer es chodesh aviv ki v'yoyim azay yitziyacha Hashem in Mitzrayim. Laila. Laila is dark. Laila taki is not zman tzitzis. You don't have the reason why you say about Laila. Right? Nevertheless, we say Pasha Tzitzis by Laila, even though Laila is not Zman Tzitzis, because that's where you have the mitzvahs here. I mean, where did Chazal choose to have Zechir L'Tzias Mitzrayim every day? Dafkin Tzitzis. Because what is Tzitzis telling me? That the Eibishter's love is unconditional in all circumstances, even in the time of the Chashkos of Laila in Mitzrayim. Oh. Therefore, din asay dechalisi, we learn from kelayim b'tzitzis. In a nutshell, what is the inyan of kelayim? Kelayim is trapped when you have two opposites, not just two different things, two opposites, and each opposite has a different chunas hanefesh, and it doesn't only not mingle; it's misnaged one to the other. Shor v'chamur is kelayim, kloy behem, yeah. Because a shur has azateva, shur is like a zoriz, chamer is an otzel. It's like you put a chavrusa together. You're mashkiach and yeshiv. Put a chavrusa together. One guy is a straight yashus pshat tova dika fella, right? Yeah, he's mosin umasik. He's a slow, deep, whatever. The other guy is a chorif, a pilpul, and whatever. Is this chavrusa going to work? No. Shur and Chamer, Zichr don't work. They're menaget to each other. Tzemer and Pishtun. Let's work it out. Who was the first person in the world who dabbled with Pishtun? Cain. Right? He brought from Prihadoma. What was the Prihadoma? Chazal say Pishtun. Because he's an Ishadoma. I'm a Gushim Digamah. The Gemara says in Bamazid Akutes, I'm a Kabul Sadhani Khaveri, the Shadamu Optitul Lo Yizruhu Krishna. If you're taking a field from somebody just for a temporary short time, don't plant Pishton. Why? Right? Because as Rashi says, Zera Pishton Machish Ba'oras Harbay Ve'enich Zerat Yish, it takes 7 years to the earth, the soil, to recover from losing the nucleus. Pishton is. Yeah. It's connected to the earth. Hevel, Miloshin Hevel, Piv, Neshama, Ruach, which a Ruch needs to take a person, he brings Chorosayne Umichel Veyim. Said the Eibishter, right? Don't compare, don't put together two opposites. It's Taishin Svarim Akdeshon. That's what's happening. Everybody brings it, whatever. Dorshot, Semeruf Ishtim, what Chalal say when Tsari Imenu said, Goresh is Ha'om Azoy, Svet Benoch, Iliyush, right? That's when she darshin darshot Tzemeru Pishtin Vatas Pechefet, the Eishes Chayil, she learned the lesson of Tzemeru Pishtin. Don't connect Tzemer, when you bring from your heart, and Pishtin, which is, don't connect it to Vatas Pechefet, go two things with the Chefet. Let me ask you, Tifa Vort, he says, I'm worried to give up. the Egyptians had two forms of Avodah Zorah. Down here, in this world, where was the Avodah Zorah of Egypt? The river, the Nilus. That's there in Pharaoh, yeah, hello. What is the name of the Nilus in Torah, in Bereishis? Pishon? Why is it called Pishon? Bingo. Rashi says, because you grow Pishton, Egypt was, I think, whatever, from first flax tree. You do it, right? Rashi says, there's a passage in Yeshayahu, you test, Uboishu Oyvnei Pishton. Be Fashem, those people who worship their God is flax. And therefore they worship the Nilus, which is the source of the Pishon. What else did they worship? The Tleh. Why do they worship a Tleh? Because Tleh is the Rosh HaMazal, is called Pesach. Yeah? Over that is, well, what do you get from a sheep?
Wool.
Kumtais, the Egyptians were worshipping two opposite deities. One represents Pishon, and one represents Tzemer. Right? Think about it. Put it out. Said the Eibishter, don't combine the two. Two mamish opposites. Yeah? Kum Torah, and says, Loi Silva Shatis, Tzemer Pishon Yachlot, Aber Bimoko Im Tzitzis, we're going to permit it. Is the Chariah, just like it's Yes Mitzrayim, is Hepech Mushur Asadin, is the Gridl Av of the Eibishter of Israel, is Alderach Zah, we learn Asay Becholay, the Ava is even stronger than the Yira, and the source is Klayim Bezitz. Okay, that's a simple Hakdom, which is connected, as we said before, to our generation. Eagles to the Mashiach, the guys in the bottom of the line, Shevet Dan, from Deswegen, the Eibish Mitzvisechol Ishachachti, B'Ksei Hashemayim, the Eibish Shleps us out. In the similar vein, a similar word from Pilchus Friedman, Mary Digavort, he asked a few questions. Number one, why is it taka that in the through the mitzvah of Tzitzis Lamantiskeru, you're going to remember all the mitzvahs of the Torah? No other mitzvah in the Torah do you see, if you do this mitzvah, you'll remember all the mitzvahs. What? So Rashi tells you Gimatria, and everyone, I'm not against Gimatria, trust me. But like, the Gimatria reflects the reality, doesn't create the reality. Okay, I look at my tzitzis, and therefore I got 600, and then the 8 shchutim, and heksharim. That's reflecting a reality that tzitzis has the ability to. Why? Yes? Back to. Immediately in the Torah, what comes before the parasha of tzitzis, the end of Shlach?
Mekush.
The guy is found, whoever he was, chopping down wood and chop, Michal Shabbos, whatever the Avera was. Okay, sure. Right? What do I got to do with tzitzis? So Chazal tell us, Tandavil, yo. The Eibishter asked Moshe, why was this fellow Mekushish Eitzim Yom HaShabbos? What happened to him? Says Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, I don't know. Said the Eibishter, I'll tell you why. Because during the week, Ayid wears tefillin. And the tefillin reminds him of his Shabbos of the Eibishter, etc., etc. Yom HaShabbos is Lev, Yom HaShabbos is Meich, etc., etc. I'll skin fine. Over on Shabbos, we pass in that Shabbos is Lav Ban Tefillin. You know, we're tefillin on Shabbos. So he has nothing to remind him. Said the Eibishter, I'll give you a mitzvah that applies even on Shabbos, and then even on Shabbos it won't be a repetition of this Mekoshish Eitzim picture. You think, what is the connection? The Eibishter could have picked out one of the gazillion mitzvahs. Why is Dafka Tzitzis connected to the reminder on Shabbos? You shouldn't come to Chil Shabbos. So he explains the Hektim, the Gemara in Menachos Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara says, "Uri Yisem Uyisem was Chayt Kol Kuzas Hashem." By looking at tzitzis, it reminds you. How does it do so? Says the Gemara, "Re'ei mitzvah zuz chor mitzvah cheres atuliyba." Remember one mitzvah, and that automatically reminds you of another mitzvah connected to tzitzis, which is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Because Me'ei Masai Kriya Shema in the morning, Misha Yakir Ben Tchelas Elovan. So whenever I look at tzitzis and I remember, oh, the difference between Tchelas and Lovan is the time for Kriya Shema in the morning, so the Locha, and therefore what? I'll remind you of Kriya Shema. That's one thing. Another opinion, another Brais Tan Yiduch, Rizum Arizus Chartem, what will you see when you'll remember the mitzvah of what? Of Yisrof Shabbos, because the Torah connects it, right? By looking at tzitzis, you remember Kelayim, and therefore it's Chartem Mitzvah Hashem. The Masho asks, what in the world? Hello? I can understand, yes, tzitzis reminds you of Kriya Shema, tzitzis reminds you of Kelai, Gvaldik. How, but the pasuk says, Yisoyu Tzachartem, Kol Mitzvah Hashem, not just one mitzvah. So by Kriya Shema, Hashem Pashtos, because Kriya Shema is the Yisoyu of all of Yiddishkeit, Pashtos Hashem Likecha, etc., etc. Kabbalos on Mahusa, and Kabbalos on Mitzvahs, so I understand why Kriya Shema is connected as Kol Mitzvah Hashem. What in the world is Kelai going to do anything? One particular mitzvah. Okay, the mashal is doichik and whatever. So Pinchas Rebbe said a very simple answer. What was the whole lesson of Asei Dechaloizis, which we learned from Tzitzis and Kelayim, that Ava is greater than, more powerful than Yir. What is Shabbos? So everyone knows the famous name. It's a chuyu that I've discussed this countless times. I'm not repeating the whole shmizim. During the weekdays, a person serves Hashem Nitzad Yir. Afterwards, on Shabbos, is a day of Ava. How do I know? Because the Bnei Yisrael says, Shabbos is Gimatria, brings from his Mechutin, that Tarei Svi, Shabbos is Gimatria, Ava B'chol Lev, Ava B'chol Nefesh, Ava B'chol Moy. Look at the Zayir, before. He's the Zayir, says, between the Zayir, oy, the weekdays, Yom Yisachol, is a Bechin of an Ish Ava V'imoy Tiro, and Shabbos is Kabed, is a Yechavel. Shabbos is love, weekdays is, there's a famous word from the Chuyza, Sheish Yis Yomim, Tavoid, 6 days a week you're a Bechina from Eved. An Eved is a Bechina from Europe. Pashtos, Sukkim, etc. Shabbos is a Bechina from Ben. I said like 1,000 different Muslim Gematrias over the world. Right? So therefore, 6 days a week is Europe, Shabbos is Av. But how do you come to Av? The famous word of the Maggid of Mezr, it's a Yisoid Yiddishkeit. You need both. You need Avon Yir. Tayyur Mitzvah, Avon Yira, like Parchal El doesn't ascend to heaven, etc., etc. The Iker says the Magid is Yir. What does the Gemara say? Ish Darkoi. Ishachar Lichbish. The first, Ish Darkoi Shal Ish Lachzer Acher Isha. The man, Isha is Isha Yira Sashem. The Zachar is Uchinas Ava. How do you come to Ava? You first have Sheishas Yomim Tavoid, 6 days of Yira. And then the Abish gives you Ava on Shabbos with Chinas Maton. You remember the Gemara on Shabbos, the Abish tells Moshe, Maton no teva yeshu beis genozai. Where is beis genozai? In the Kedush Baruch Lamei Ella, Oitzo Shel Yishamai. But that the Abish gives you this Maton called Shabbos, Shabbos being Beginachi or whatever, yeah, is a Maton that comes from the Yishamai. You have Yishamai during the week, then you're Zeicha to Ava on Shabbos. So you can learn it. You could mamish make this in two ways. You could say pshat, and this is where the Shvili Pinchas learns. During the weekdays, I have tefillin. Shabbos, I have no tefillin, nothing to remind me that I'm bound up to the Eibishter. I only have Ava, right? So the Eibishter gave us the mitzvah of tzitzis to remind us. Tzitzis reminds me of the smichus to Kelayim. Kelayim teaches me that I say the smichus. Say, is the charaya the maila of Ava, the maila of Ava over Yira, is the chavad Shabbos a person that's been Nizir, and that's so it's like the asei toiv, the maila over Ava over Yira. You could say pumfakert, and the emes is travayu is both are correct. Just the opposite. So I'm sure learns also a beautiful word. The Gemara in Shabbos tells have the base Omer Shlokish Kol Azor b'mitzvah sisis Zoich, a person's Nizir now in mitzvah sisis. Zoichu misham shalei beiz alofim v'test meyoyz avod. When Mashiach will come, right, he will have 2,800 servants, butlers, maids, gardeners, whatever, serving him. Shem ne'am, ha'arkoyim ha'ashem tzvokit, v'yom ha'heimo, ashi yachziku asor anoshim nikol ushenes ha'gohim. 10 people per nations of the world, v'knaf ishyudi, each, there'll be 10 people of each of the 70 nations of the world, grabbing hold of one of your Confesses. Hello. 10 times 7, 70 is 700. You have 700 goyim on this count of 700. How much is 4 times 700? 2,800. Gevalt. Okay, great. What's the Hayron of Eretz Hashem? Says the Chamer Tov, the Baruch of Amir Digavort. He says there are 8 Avorim through which a person could serve Hashem. Or Chas V'Shalom, you can be the opposite, right? Which are the Oizen, the ayin, the choytim, the peh, the veshet, right? The yad, the regel, and isbris kodesh. Okay, and through that you can either do good or bad, right? And a chutzdam, the ikr is you have the lev, which is the makes everything happen. Leave a polu choshayt versions, yeah. Says the Ban Havurah, of these eight places, two of them are doubles, twins, and one and four of them are twins, and four of them are singles. So if you take two times yad, two times regel, two times ayin, two times oizen, you got two ears, two eyes, yeah, two hands, two feet, and add to it choytim peh veshen ois bris koydish, you will get precisely 2,768. Plus, chutim, there's eight, last time I counted, on four sides. Four times eight is lev. How much is 2,768 times 32? 2,800. Bingo, that's what the Gemara is saying. What is it? What's pshat? The whole idea of tzitzis, Tosfos brings a medrash, is called kavlo da'avda. A slave in the olden days was branded. He had ropes. The brand, the whole mimer from Sefer called Mizmer Ladot. Have you ever seen the Chelik Beis from David Cohen, Rishim Chavrin? The whole mimer, pages, pages. Curious on this Indian of tzitzis being kavlo da'avda. Now, where did this Mekoshish? Was he a good guy or a bad guy? To put it in blunt American terms. There are many who say he was a really great person. He was Moser Nefesh to teach people. Did he do a good thing or a bad thing? He was killed, right? Abraham. Why? Because you can have all the most gewaltige cheshbonos in the world, l'shem shemayim, l'shem kedusha, but for the Abraham, could you be choshinti? Or a person could make a mistake, and you're supposed to be an Eved Hashem, and an Eved Hashem is pshat. You don't use your seichel, even your seichel ruchni, seichel liki, in opposition to what the Abraham said. Eved is pshat, the Eved Nemon, Eliezer. Could have all the svaras in the world to do a bit differently than Avraham Avinu. No. A shliach is pshat, he only has the mishaleach's word, nothing else. And if you steer away from what you're told, you're ois shliach, etc., etc. Rav Huttner used to say, remember there was last week's parasha? Miriam speaks negatively against Moshe because Yisro Kushis Tatanka Gashat Pirish Ben Yisro. Hello? Remember the story? Hello? What does the Abishter say? Loi Kain Avdi Moshe, right? Moshe is different. Kibachol Basi. No, he's betrayed. He's trustworthy. What's Pshat? What did Miriam tell him? Moshe did wrong. Moshe had a Svara. Gibel Svaram also that Moshe be dieted one Shabbat. He's going to cut it. The Abishter was masking. So what could she tell? No, Tosfos says, he wanted it. So Moshe wanted the Abraham's mask. If he would have wanted to stay with him, right? What did the Abraham answer to Miriam's title if he tells this? Moshe has no rotzen in himself. He's not an independent person. Every Ramach Ivar, Zagida, all Mishki, B'chol Beit, he's Meshubah to the Abraham. And that's what tzitzis is, Kavlad Avdus. And if you have Kavlad Avdus, you don't come to any mistakes. And that's why tzitzis is the antidote, or isum is chartem to the mekoshish. You're not going to be pyrrhic old. Therefore, tzitzis is the Indian of Chazal say numerous all over Shas. If you wore tzitzis, you'd be chamam mitzuyim. But tzitzis like malachim. Why is a malach? A malach means a shlich, right? A person has a shlichut. That means he's not neutral. He's not yamin. He's small. Not an iota. He has to do the rotz and abir. And therefore, isum is chartem is kol mitzvus Hashem. The Chavis Olova says a person is pyrrhic all from one mitzvah. The 613 mitzvahs. In this era, you know, I'm a modern Jew, we're not so careful. Bizman Azeh, internet, whatever, this doesn't apply to Bizman Azeh, it's too hard, it's too beyond my... If you pyrrhic all from one mitzvah, you become a mumer l'kolat erikula, because you don't begin to understand what Yiddishkeit is about. Yiddishkeit is not about was kumpelis bamir, what you find, what you fancy, whatever. Yiddishkeit is about being mevatel yourself, being meshavet yourself to Ratzon Hashem in everything. And that's what tzitzis and the emes. If I had the time, which I don't, I would explain to you why both pirushim, how tzitzis reminds you, not, on one hand the sur meira, not to be. On the other hand, the value of every mitzvah. Well, if I had the time, I'd explain why taka is a seder chalitzos. If I had the time, which I don't, I would explain to the machlokes gevalt sugyas and shas all over the place in Rishonim. Is it mitzad gzeiras hakosev? Is it mitzad svara? But if you say mitzad svara, which could be the machlokes b'shamay and b'zil, whether or not you learned menach, you learned yivamis, whether or not tzitzis b'sadim b'tzitzis taka muter also, in kama kemi zimara, mamish gevalt gzugis. That's not Rebbe brings from that's a chayim zayd meridig avort, because the end of the day. Although there's a svara chitzoyin to say a loyusay is more chomer than a save, all right, there's oinchim on a loyusay, there's no oinchim except for two for mitzvah asayin. But the Eibusha created man to be nizer and loyusayin or to do asayin. We're thinking like this. To be nizer, you shouldn't have basar b'chalav, then you shouldn't have created man in the first place. The fact that you're created means that you're created for a sibah chiyuvis, a positive sibah. And elsewhere it says in svarim we have a principle that ma'at mina oyer doyachar b'mina chush. And that's what a Seder Chalitzos teaches you. And other Sforim say, you know, how many I say another? 248, how many Lois say in 365? And therefore the Gemara says, Neirvin, Neir Chalazam Shlinivin. Yeah? So why did Eibush create you? I always say in Davni, Baruch Halikainu, Shabbat Halikainu. So the, one of the answers given, I've said this countless times, is Einach Nam, and I say you get punished, Lois say you get punished for the love. But in Aseh, you get rewarded for the Machshava Teva also. So at the end of the day, if the Abraham created man, he knew what he's doing. And he created us not in order to we should have a dochval, he created us to be successful. So when a person understands the inyan of Aseh de Chalisei, the Hekis, the Chalayim Tzitzis, the Smichus, he understands Vatas Pechefetz Kapel, that he's able to do mitzvah with the Geshmak and with whatever, stays away from that which he shouldn't. Attach himself to something good, and he knows Kizek Hala Adam, this is what I was created for, and through that the Abraham brings Shlach is Gematria. I knew that also. What is 338 in Yiddish? 13 times Shema by Yigimul Zarachman. The end of the day, our passion from Golos, Allah Tzoros, from here we're Ma'ir, the Yigimul Zarachman, and the Abraham takes us to Chazeni Yiminecha and Dekzea and Ada Yama Achran, Ayama Achran, and takes us out of this business, Bitter of Finster Golos.